Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, June 13th, and you're listening to the big call. I'm welcoming everybody all around the globe within the sound of my voice as a result of the Starlink satellite system that my SAT team is piggybacking on for us to get out to quite a few countries, close to 200 countries, and quite possibly 125 million? Yeah, like 125 million listeners. So.
Wait a minute. Wait. 25 million, not 125.
Yeah, right. That's what I meant. Yeah. 25 million listeners. Yeah, like she said.
Wait a minute. No, I'm...
I was doing some math on a different level in my head.
That's
and came up with
actually,
the wrong number.
Actually, it's really.
Yes, Sue, that's right. Thank you for the correction.
It's a billion. It's a billion listeners.
Yeah, it's a billion light years away. We've got some more listeners out there in the Ethernet, and so those guys count too. But.
Oh
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue. 25 million is what we're looking at right now. Yeah, 25 million with an M. Well, let's do this. Thank you, Sue. Okay, let's do this. Let's pray the call in, like we do every Tuesday and Thursday night. Let's go to Sue for what will be an amazing teaching that she's found for us, and then
Sue's
we can comment on that.
Yeah,
we're gonna get a grip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Get ready to get a grip, and let's pray the call in. Lord God, thank you for all that you have done with us and for us and to us over the last number of years that many of us have been involved in this blessing, in the arrival of this blessing. We thank you that we have very good evidence to show that this is very close, and we expect it to be very close to us. We thank you that you have kept us safe, you've kept us healthy, and that you've kept us blessed and provided for all the way through. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for keeping us close, and thank you for the fact that you allow us to come alongside you. And that we have you as Papa, as Daddy, as our Heavenly Father. But we have a very close relationship with you. We thank you that we have that. And we thank you that we continue to believe this blessing is on its way. And give us a good call tonight, we pray. Let all the segments be meaningful for everyone. Let them catch everything that we're about to put out. And thank you for everything you're doing in our lives and will continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, this is a big time for Bob, me, Big Call Universe, everybody that's listening. So I'm looking forward to getting a grip and seeing what it is you'll bring to us tonight.
Well, now I can approach the topic more reverently. But laughter is such an important space for all of us to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is called receiving the blessing. In the Old Testament, the Israelites understood the power of the blessing. When a father was getting up there in years, he would call his children in and speak words of life and victory over them. Those words would literally help set the course for their lives. Without the blessing, they knew they couldn't accomplish their dreams. They couldn't go as far as they should. The firstborn blessing was so valuable and so life-changing that Jacob tricked his father, Isaac, into giving him this blessing rather than to his twin brother, Esau, who was the firstborn. Isaac was partially blind and was deceived into thinking he was speaking the double portion blessing over Esau rather than Jacob. When Esau came in and wanted the blessing,
Ishmael,
Isaac realized he had been tricked and began to tremble uncontrollably. He told Esau, "I've spoken the blessing, and I cannot take it back." Maybe you've never had anyone speak the blessing over you. Perhaps your father wasn't around. The people who raised you didn't encourage you, and nobody was there to tell you what you could become. Sometimes they did the opposite. All you heard was what you can't do, how you'll never be successful, and how you're not that talented. First, you have to let all that go. Tune out every negative, derogatory, hurtful word that was spoken over you, and receive these new words into your spirit. I'm going to declare what your Heavenly Father says about you. I declare by the authority God has given me that you are blessed. I declare that you are blessed with wisdom, that you have clear direction, that you make good choices in your life. I declare that you're blessed with courage, with strength, with great vision, with an obedient heart, and with a positive, joyful outlook. I declare that you're blessed with good health, with vitality, with energy, and that you will live a long, satisfied life. I declare that you're blessed with a good family, good friends, healthy relationships, with the dream love of your life, and that your children will be mighty in the land. I declare that you are blessed with protection, that God is guarding you, guiding you, and that angels are watching over you and your family. I declare that you are blessed with promotion, with good success, with ideas, with creativity. I declare that whatever you put your hands to will prosper. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. I declare that you will lend and not borrow. You will be above and never beneath. I declare that every negative word, every curse that has ever been spoken over you in any time frame is broken. I declare that negative things that have been in your family line for generations will no longer have any effect on you. The generational curse is broken, and the generational blessing is beginning. I declare that this will be a year of God's favor, freedom from every bad habit, recovery from everything that was lost. I declare that from this day forward, you will experience a new sense of freedom, a new happiness, a new fulfillment. I declare that you are blessed, and I am adding, I declare that we all declare the 800 numbers are here, and we are lighting up this earth with the new light of Christ, the new freedom, and the new regeneration. In Jesus' name, that's our teaching tonight.
That's really a good teaching, Sue. Yeah, that's excellent. You know, the fact that Ishmael was trying to seek a double portion of the inheritance that would go to the firstborn, and he faked out Isaac. And there's a big story about how he put hair on his arms and all this stuff because his brother was hairy and he wasn't as much. And so it was a wrong thing to do, and he ended up trading his birthright for a bowl of soup, and it really kind of backfired on him. So I think that's a great story, but it's one that we have to be aware of and be ready to receive the blessing that God has for us. And that's what we're doing. You know, we're not trying to push it. We're not trying to run ahead and get ahead of anything. We're waiting for this to come to us. Yes, we're eager. Yes, we're anticipating a lot. We're waiting for this to manifest to us. We need the toll-free numbers. They're coming, and we need to, take advantage of that, set our appointments, and start. And there's a little protocol to all that. You guys know that by now. But I'll get more into the intel in my segment. But I think this is good because this tells us don't jump the gun. Don't try to jump the gun and be the first in line or whatever. You know, those that may wait a little longer to exchange might actually have higher rates as these rates are going up, 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 for example, on the dinar. So, you know, be wise, and you should be in good shape when this does manifest. In the meantime, of course, we know we're on our plan A, Sue and Bob, and we know that we have to do the best that we can in the current state, and then just be looking forward to the release of everything, which will be released to us. So I thought that was a really good teaching, Sue. The idea of waiting to be blessed by your father, the firstborn, got the double blessing. That's just the way they did it back then. The firstborn was favored, and he got the double blessing. So we have to wait and let this come to us, but we can pray it in like we've been doing and believe for it to come, and we have information that'll give us an idea of when tonight. So I'm excited about that. Thank you, Sue, for finding that. That's a really cool teaching, and I appreciate you bringing that to us tonight so much.
You're so welcome.
And now, let's see. What do you think, Bob? Did you get anything special out of that teaching that you can bring to us tonight?
Yeah, I think that was really great. Thank you, Sue. And I love the whole concept of blessing and how people can, have a beautiful life of victory because of blessings, and that, the course of our lives is dictated by, what we absorb when we are children, as the Bible story shows, that we can become or not become, and it's based on our beliefs in regard to favor. And we know from the science of psychology and neurology that little children are in a state of receptiveness. They're in a trance, so to speak, and they're beginning to receive messages, and they're beginning to formulate the structure of their beliefs from when they're still in the womb, with about 3 months left to go. And then for the first 7 years of their life, they're in a theta trance. And this theta state is a very receptive state and the foundation for the child's beliefs about themselves and the world is formed at that time by what they observe and what they absorb from the people around them. May it be, a double favor or single favor or no favor or even maybe abuse. Mm-hmm. But we know all this now, and we know from listening to teachings of neuroscience researchers like Sue that we can overwrite that. Neuroplasticity is very real, and we can receive anew. We can go back into that state of the 4-year-old, the 6-year-old, and we can rewrite any negativity that might have been cast upon us. And with this reception, we can actually vibrate anew. We can change everything about how our cells are vibrating, receiving the PEMF we're putting from our heart muscle, and we can override anything that may have been holding us back. And especially if we do it as we're listening to a teaching from the Bible like tonight, where we can actually feel the power of Christ helping us to rewrite our beliefs from the Word that says the whole kingdom is within us. And rather than, you know, a belief of limitation, we can have a brand new belief that's given to us by Christ, that the whole kingdom of heaven is ours within us, and we can be whatever it is we want. We don't have to have any longer a belief of shame and hang our head, because, you know, with the newness, with being born again, we can hold our head high, and we can create the paradise of our own choosing, and we can forgive those that may have abused us in those trance years. And in some cases, it's for our very survival. You know, there's a story about a family that had cancer as a hereditary trait in their family, and everyone in the family would get cancer of a certain type. Mm. And then they had an adopted child, and the adopted child ended up with the same cancer. And the observation from the world's leading neuroscientists is it wasn't a genetic trait at all. It was a family type of nocebo that started somewhere that was embedded in the atmosphere, in the energy of the home, to the point where even the adopted child became sick from that energy.
Yep.
And, you know, we can think of whether we have favor, like a single favor or double favor, you know, given to us by our parent. But what if we opened ourselves and prayed for favor from God Almighty? How much more than double would that be if we were open to that? And not just simply a double favor that we're begging for, but rather infinite favor that we're receiving through our prayers.
That's good, Bob. That's really good. It reminds me of when Jesus told his disciples, "You have not because you ask not. Ask now that your joy may be full." And so it's like, you guys aren't asking enough. You're not asking God for what it is we need, you know? And I think that we all fall short of that sometimes. And we need to make our petitions to God in prayer and see if he won't pour out a blessing so large that we couldn't even contain it. And Bob, I like what you said about the family that each of them has cancer, and then even the adopted child, you know, found cancer. That's what I call a generational curse. And that curse, some families have it. Those curses need to be broken. They need to be broken. And that would have been the case in that case with everybody getting cancer. But I like what you said, Bob. I think it's interesting and right on the money. I think it's something we can all benefit from, and certainly God has infinite blessings for us. He does. And, you know, every good and perfect gift comes down from above. And so we can count on that, and we can speak that into our lives. That's for sure. Well, thank you, Bob, for that good commentary. Sue, you found this teaching. Did it say anything specific to you?
I'm just reflecting on how profound, with the three of us talking about this and then probably stimulating a lot of thought in the community, but in particular this teaching, how it enhanced and went beyond what I even wanted for the teaching. Mm-hmm. And that is, I'm going to start with Bob's discussion of the people that had cancer, and I know he knows this, and you probably know this too, Bruce. There's a doctor by the name of Dr. Bruce Lipton, and he was a Stanford cellular biologist, and he is really at the forefront of a new science. It's about 20 years old. There are a lot of these scientists that are about 20 years old, called epigenetics. And what this story that Bob was talking about, and then really the blessing of Esau and how that was all happening. What's interesting is consciousness creates. And so epigenetics is the science of the environment actually signals your DNA, and what's going on in the environment signals your DNA to turn on and off certain variables. And so those variables, if you're in an environment that's hostile or stressful or, you know, let's call it, this isn't a very scientific approach, but sort of low vibration, depression, anxiety, that switches on certain neurochemical, biochemical, various systems in your body to respond in a distorted way. And that's why we have so many things like, you know, adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, and why, you know, if you didn't have somebody, when I was reading this, I'm like, wow, I didn't have somebody like, I think I grew up with people that I think I was praised a lot as a child, and they were very joyful. But I don't know if I was, and I ask everybody to think about this, blessed with high vibration spiritual energy consciously. Think about that. Did your, you know, were your parents lifting you up and really putting in and seeing you at your very best and encouraging that and raising you up? Or were they just doing their managerial? It's pretty interesting if you think about how you may have taken jobs that mirrored the template that your parents had. And as I was reading this, I was also thinking, and what you said, Bruce, about you ask not, you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I find myself every once in a while getting challenged because it's coming to the time when we all have to take responsibility for the quality of our life and our consciousness. It's what we're looking at. It's what we're saying. It's what we're allowing in. And I'm a person, like the three of us, who spent, you know, the past decades training myself to live in the higher, you know, trying to sustain and practice being in higher energy states like joy, love, abundance, well-being. And it's a really interesting thing to see how people resist because they're not used to it, like going into higher joy or being around people that live in joy or, you know, having more positive but meaningful experiences. So I hope the blessing, receiving the blessing, is about everybody listening to these words saying, I'm going to bless myself. It doesn't always have to come from outside of you. I'm going to bless myself with the ability to expand in God's love and God's fulfillment more than I ever expected, more than anybody around me. That's the blessing I think we're being asked to take hold of. So those are my thoughts for tonight.
That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Yes. You can bless yourself as you bless others. You're blessing yourself as in return. That's good. And we're also told, bless God, praise God.
It is about
so
yeah.
We can do that. We can do that too.
And God's not limited. That's
not it. At all. That's right. No, nope, He's not limited whatsoever.
And
we basically are not limited either, based on our own
exactly.
our own viewpoint, our own how we see things. It's good. So let's do this. That was a good wrap up, Sue and Bob. Let's see if we have any prayer requests that we can put out tonight. If you can bring those up, Sue.
Just a minute.
Just take a minute to look for them. Yeah.
Okay. He sounds so good. Doesn't Bree sound good, Bob? Everybody? Yeah.
He sounds Yay for me.
Been playing tennis for the past couple of hours. Here we go.
Oh, that would be nice, yep.
This is from Pastor Scott. I want to send prayers to the Big Call Universe, the global army of millions. No, Pastor Scott, you've got that wrong. It's a billion people.
Stop it. A billion people.
125 million. No, it's a billion.
All right. Yeah, that's all.
Let's just round it up to a billion. Yes,
it's just a rounding error.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, it's gone on for years. Some couldn't hang on. Still, millions have withstood the test of time.
Yeah.
Our leaders are sticking through it all till the very end.
Yeah.
Stay strong. It's upon us. Believe and it will manifest. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Pastor Scott.
And then I'm going to quote Nelson Mandela. I love this quote, and this is dedicated to everything that matters.
Okay.
And it said, "It looks impossible until it's done."
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great? I love that quote. It looks impossible until it's done. So remember that for everything that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's that one. Let's see. Big Call Ministry.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Was that good? Hold on. I just come back up here. Big Call Ministry. National Dance Therapy Advocate Day.
Dance Therapy Advocate.
Yep. I'm also going to advocate for people dancing. Dance. Celebrate National Dance Movement Therapy Advocacy Day to raise awareness about this unique type of psychotherapy. It turns out, by the way, for those that don't dance, that dance can be hard for some people, because what makes it so healthy and so good for your system is that you're coordinating your rhythm, your movement of your body. Like, you've got to make your body move to the music, and that's why it's so really, really healthy for you, and why it stimulates so much neurogenesis. It helps you stay young. Flag Day Friday. Flag Day commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States, which occurred on June 14, 1777, by a resolution adopted by the Second Continental Congress. It also marks the birthday of the U.S. Army, which Congress authorized as the American Continental Army on June 14, 1775. Nature Photography Day, Saturday, 6/15/24. Learn more about nature and enjoy capturing it at its best over the warm summer months. National Smile Power Day, Saturday, 6/15/24. National Smile Power Day is celebrated on June 15th. While people say that love makes the world go round, what people forget is that it's a smile that makes the world a much happier place. A smile is contagious. You make everyone else instantly perk up. Let's spend the entire day with big, bright smiles on our faces, as long as it's authentic. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Nothing's worse than an inauthentic, fake
smile.
Straight-on smile. Spreading joy is all that this day is about. International Waterfall Day, Sunday, 6/16/24. Drive down to your nearest waterfall and marvel at its scenic beauty this International Waterfall Day. Sunday, 6/16/24. Father's Day. Father's Day is celebrated on the third Sunday in June every year. Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for the following: for leaders and listeners on the Big Call, for their health, their joy, their happiness, love, and financial stability, for Pastor Scott and Bruce's health improvement, for all the people affected by hurricane, tornadoes, and floods. Also praying for med beds to be available very soon for everyone, RV blessing and Social Security increases. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone, have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was really comprehensive and a very nice prayer. Thank you for that. And not only is it Flag Day on the
14th. And not only that, but, yep.
Not only that, dot, 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 or not only
but,
that, comma, but, dot, dot, dot,
yep.
One of my expressions with Sue. Because she just says, not only that, but, and so do I sometimes. Well, not only that, but Flag Day is the 14th, and so is President Trump's birthday. Well, that's interesting. And there's all kinds of things. Is it June 14th that's also Bastille Day, Sue?
July 14th is Bastille.
July 14th on Bastille. Yeah. Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you, my fact finder. Thank you, Sue. So we appreciate that very much, Jeannie. And Pastor Scott, any other prayer requests of any kind tonight?
That is it for tonight.
Go with that.
I'm happy to say.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, we'll go with that. And let's transition back to you, Sue, for your segment, which I know is going to be important and good, and I believe you have a new class in formation. Do you not?
We do have a new class in formation, and I'm particularly excited about it. And I'm going to share what I think is very deserved about all the people that have joined this group of, how shall I call them? The new creative leaders, but the class is called Super Sovereigns of the Heart, Part 2. And what makes this a really unique group of people is we're going to need a new kind of leader in the future, one that is compassionate but holds people accountable. And that's really applying, you know, whatever I'm talking about applies to yourself. So you're going to be leading yourself into new territories as a founder of projects, as a person that is going to flip the old models of wealth on its head and make sure that the wealth that is at your fingertips is designed to bring God's kingdom to earth
and then helping people understand, what is that going to look like? What is that experience going to be like as you shift people up into being more godlike, not being ruled by the ego, not being ruled by, oh, I'll just buy it and that's it. It's got to be a leader that can use their character strengths, and there are six of them, to literally become this new version of themselves that will have the strength to be persistent, be wise, not be rushing around and burdened so that they're in hustle, but so that they're in really a flow of their best self. Now, how do you learn how to do that when you've been at the effect? Most people have never said, I want to learn how to be my best self in a way that I don't abandon myself by taking care of other people, which is acute on the planet. That's going to go out the window, because you can't be the best version of yourself if you're abandoning yourself and playing a role and not taking care of yourself. That's in our rear view. So a lot of people have to learn, and super sovereigns of the heart, which is about three new character strengths, is about learning how to embody this wise, optimistic, skillful, new kind of leadership that most people have never seen, Bruce and Bob. You've never seen a person that looked healthy and was in well-being and was clear and was vibrant and was energized. And that's what we have to do so that we can see with the clarity that we need to see to lead people. So the class is called Super Sovereigns of the Heart, How to Become the Guardian Leader the Earth Needs. And it starts tomorrow night we'll be sending out the go for the class. We already sent out one email just kind of letting people know about it. The go goes out at 4 o'clock. The final registration has to be in. It's $150. It'll be final registration. In other words, you have to be put in your intuition by 6:30. $150. If you're not part of the group, all you have to do is send an email to Integrated Minds. If you're not part of the group yet, that's what I should say. Mm-hmm. Integrated Minds, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com, and put your name, your telephone number, and all you're going to have to do is do Cash App. But here's what's so powerful about this group. I just want to talk about some of the research that I sent out to everybody that's been doing this. The Journal of Business and Psychology saw people get an average improvement of 30% in their overall leadership when they took part in a transformational coaching program. And ours is based on the latest neuroscience and neuroplasticity. In other words, how are you going to change your behavior, your mind, and your soul, spirit, in Christ's principles? Enhanced emotional intelligence. Neuroscience has shown that emotional intelligence went up by 25%, as indicated in a review by Harvard. Improved decision making. Leaders who receive neuroscience-based coaching experience a 20% improvement in decision making skills. This is because you're learning how to train the front part of your brain. You're getting clearer. You're not as clouded. You're not as distracted. The Journal of Neuroscience published findings that transformational coaching can reduce stress levels in leaders by 28%, primarily through techniques that promote mindfulness and emotional regulation. The Leadership Quarterly said that the increase in employee engagement went up by 15%. And that's going to be really, I bet you that's going to go a lot higher, especially in the people that have been in all these coaching classes that we've done. As a leader, when you're meeting with people, they have to catch your vision. They have to trust you. They have to feel like, wow, I want to work with this person. Think about that. Do you feel like you could walk into the room and get the best talent to be engaged? I'm not going to say excited, engaged working with you. Would they want to work with you? If you can't say yes to that, then come to this class. And finally, the International Coach Federation found that coaching for their leaders saw an average return on their investment of 700%. So that's why the people that have been taking these classes, I said, did you even know why you were coming to these classes? They came because they had the ability to learn navigating the ambiguity they were facing. Like, they didn't know, what am I going to have to learn? Who am I going to have to be? They had to maintain their momentum. They had to keep learning, and the love of learning is going to be one of the key aspects. But you've got to learn how to learn so it's not overloading. And that's what we really specialize in, that so that you get this deep, precise experience that's very, the energy in our group is like you're in heaven, because everybody is so emotionally resonant. Write that word down. You're going to be looking for people that have carved, and this is what we're doing in the group, that you have its aliveness without ego. There's an emotional resonance that's really strong and is not overbearing. And the ability to have that so you can collaborate and work with different kinds of people and come into a room and work with a military guy and then a creative person and then a this person, but feel them, get them, and have them get and know you. That's what this coursework does, is it teaches you how to be more godlike and how to be skillful as you learn to navigate these different domains you're going to be moving through with competency. So again, if you want to participate in it, we're welcoming new members. It's always fun to introduce and, you know, let people come to the class. It's going to be a powerful class because we think it's going to be, I know we have to say it every time, but this is for people that feel a calling to be guardians of really the new earth. And their heart, their whole spirit, want to be contained so that they have a healthy, really vibrant container. They're not going to lose themselves in their project. They're not going to lose themselves in, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. They're going to have a healthy container to bring their most robust, godlike gifts with wisdom and with joy and with flow into this new world. And as they get skillful with one project and they can bless themselves and notice how well they did, then you can go on to bigger and more projects. But it's a very different than the old executive version of drive it, manage it, do whatever. You've got to be coming from your heart. And that's what we do. We do strategy and all of that, but it's coming from a heart for God. It's like moving up into your energy centers. So that's all I want to say for tonight, Bruce, is welcome, welcome to anybody that wants to join us, pod members. Okay. I know you're listening to this and jumping up and waiting for, I don't know, waiting for some fun new material and to hang out with your friends. And everybody that wants to be at their best, please join us. So that's it for tonight for me.
And Sue, thank you for that. And I get the impression, even if you're not a podster now, you're still welcome to join this group. Is that right?
Yes, you're well. You're just here's the energy you want to imagine. Imagine being shy. Who are these people that have taken 146 classes? Some of them, why would they do that? And how can I be doing that now? So think of yourself as that little shy 6, 7, 8-year-old. But instead of it being intimidating,
No. You
can tell, my gosh, I wanna play with these people. I wanna learn really fun things. I wanna be with people that are really open and say, come on, get in. Let's go.
I wanna be part of that group that's learning so much and having so much fun doing it.
Exactly, that's friendly and warm and has a really, really cool, really cool teacher.
Yeah, that's for sure. Cool is not even a
word. That is really excited and knows a few things or two about the future. So
that'll be fun. So anyone who's interested, send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and in the subject line, put
Sovereign Heart 2. Sovereign Heart,
Heart
2.
Yeah. Sovereign Heart, like Heart,
two.
H-E-A-R-T, Sovereign Heart 2.
Yes.
Yep. And this is going to be 4 classes, Sue?
No, 3 classes. Here, thank
three
you
classes.
For that. 3 classes, Friday, because
Friday.
We're doing distributed practice. It's a little bit longer, and it's distributed practice. So it's Friday, then you practice, then
Monday,
then you practice, and then Wednesday,
and then Wednesday, practice. Well, that's good.
This is about training behavior and minds and, working a plan. So,
Sounds terrific. Sounds really good. I know a lot of people will be signing up, and many probably already have started to. So thank you for that, Sue. That was great. I look forward to hearing about that class when it starts. All right, Sue. Bob? Sue's got it going on with a new Sovereign Heart class. So what do we have in the way of testimonials, research, and anything else in the way of a sale that you'd like to talk about tonight?
Sure, Bruce. We do have a sale for people who haven't heard about it yet or seen an email or a text message. This is the time of year that we have our Boomer Boost on sale, and this is the best sale we've ever done on it, which is a 30% off sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has free shipping. Normally you wouldn't get free shipping on a product that's priced that low, but we decided to lower the shipping threshold so you could get free shipping on your Boomer Boost. And you can buy up to 4 of them.
Okay.
So if people are using Boomer Boost every month and want a chance to get a four-month supply at 30% off, then absolutely, go for it.
Take advantage of it, yeah.
And one of the things we're talking about tonight, Bruce, a study that just came out, which was really interesting about circulation and strokes and heart disease. And, you know, we've known for a long time that Boomer Boost is really great for helping with circulation, as is, you know, the circulation mat that we've talked about a lot before.
Right. Yep.
And if people can get their Boomer Boost and a circulation mat, boy, their circulation is going to improve quite a bit. The mat itself, we know from studies, helps by 30%. And when you take Boomer Boost, which, you know, has almost 70 compounds in it, many of them designed to help with circulation, it's really great combination to use. But also, I do have some testimonials here.
Okay.
That have come in. This one is about our Myotrol product, and it's a husband and wife team. It says, my wife and I have been taking this for a few months, and we see an increase in energy, plus I see an increase in muscle mass. This is the husband speaking, which is a much-wanted change after all the chemo I had reduced my muscles. All the staff are friendly and helpful. We'll continue to work with Boomers for our health needs.
Excellent.
Really happy that guy is able to gain his muscle back.
Yeah, exactly.
Big thing. You know, people, they say if you live long enough, you'll get cancer. I don't believe it, but for the people that do, the biggest risk they have is losing their muscle weight.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's a testimonial about our Gladiator barley that just came in yesterday. It says, I had a fracture in my leg, and I also have jagged nails. I am seeing good results in my nails, and I'm also see it's bettering my bone health. You know, Bruce, a lot of times as people get older, their bone health starts to deteriorate, and the doctors get very concerned. They're afraid people are going to fracture a bone. But also, you know, if your bones start to get weaker, your muscles also start to get weaker, and vice versa. So it's a vicious cycle. So you want to have things that help both your muscle and your bones. This was a testimonial about our Good Night formula. Truly a great product. I take prescription sleep meds. Most nights I will wake up after about 3 hours and I have a hard time getting back to sleep. With Good Night formula, I sleep a solid 6 hours plus, which is the minimum my doctor wants me to get. This is the best natural sleep product I have ever used.
Yes.
You know who I think would be really happy to hear that, Bruce?
Who's that,
There's
Bob?
This unknown woman whose name I can't even remember, who got a brainstorm a number of years ago, working with people who were had the most serious sleep disorder problems that there was. People that were literally dying because they couldn't fall asleep.
Oh, wow.
And she started doing research with specific amounts of vitamin D and various B vitamins to figure out if she could hit on the secret formula, if it would help. And after a long time of trying, she finally got the right dose that for the average person would work. It turned out to be a very, very small dose and very specific. Too much, it didn't work. Too little, it didn't work. And she was on this random podcast one day being interviewed by a person interested in health and wellness, and I just was guided to it somehow, divinely, and watched it, and all immediately I was like, oh man, that's what we have to do. I rewatched it three times, took notes, wrote, and she gave the exact formula on this podcast.
I remember that,
I wrote it down. I wrote it down. We called the formulating house that made our Good Night formula. We said, we want you to make us a new Good Night formula. The one we had was working about 60, 70% of the time. It was a really good formula. But when we added in this new secret, it just took off like magic. It works for 95% of the people.
Absolutely.
And if this woman, this PhD researcher, knew how many thousands of people she has helped now with her research, she would just be amazed. I mean, we've been selling this, and we've been ordering this product, Bruce, 5,000 jars at a time for over 5 years. I can't even begin to count how many people have used this and that keep using it month after month after month.
Yeah, I know I have. Man.
Really quite amazing.
Yep.
So the study that I saw, Bruce, says this. This just came out 2 weeks ago. New research could help explain anger's link to heart attacks and strokes. So for quite a while, there's been observational studies about people that have constant anger in their life and how susceptible they are to heart attacks and strokes.
Wow.
But they didn't really know why. And somebody had a hunch that it had something to do with circulation. So they did this very controlled study with almost 300 people. And they hooked them up to three different diagnostics that were measuring their circulation. And they discovered that when they had people watch videos that made them angry, their circulation was significantly constricted. They also had people watch videos that gave them anxiety and also different videos that made them depressed. And it turns out that those second two videos didn't have any effect on the circulation, only the anger-inducing.
Oh, wow. How about that?
And it was really significant. And they could trace it, this reduced circulation, to an increase in blood pressure because the circulation was less. It started to increase their blood pressure to try to get more blood circulating. And they know from that increased blood pressure that it damages your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, and leads to strokes and heart attacks. And they now know exactly what's going on with that increase. This just came out 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So here's what I was thinking, Bruce. I don't know about you or other people, but it seems to me that there's a lot more anger now than there used to be.
Yes. And what, Bob? Are you back there, Bob? Are you still on? I hope I didn't knock Bob off the call. Bob may be trying to get back on the call if he got knocked off. But I would definitely agree that there's a lot more anger in the world today than there was. And we're trying to mitigate that with prayer and meditation and other lifestyle changes we can make. Bob, please come back in. I don't think it's me. Sue, can you hear me still? Sue? Better make sure it's not me that got kicked off.
Hello?
Bob, are you still there? Bob?
Can you hear me, Bruce?
Yeah, I got you now. I hung up and just got back in, just in case it was me.
I did the same thing, and I think that helped, that worked, because when I dialed back in, there was still silent. But when you dialed
back in... I just dialed back in because everybody was telling me that everybody to tell you that they can hear you, Bruce. So that's from Trisha. Shout out to Trisha.
Thank you. Thank you, Trish.
Right.
I thought I was still on, but I didn't want to take a chance, and I thought, well, okay, now the gang's all here. So what you're saying is you thought there was a lot more anger in the world now, Bob.
Yeah.
And I agreed
with
you.
And I think, you know, I was beginning to wonder if maybe it was purposeful that somebody knows that this is a phenomena and, you know, the news cycle has been altered to make people more angry. But I see people getting extremely angry, and the study showed that if you were to watch something, a video that would make you angry, and you watched it for 8 minutes, that it took 40 minutes after stopping watching before your physiology would go back to normal.
Yep.
Yep.
Imagine if that happened to you, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. So I think it's really important to recognize that and to say, okay, yes, maybe I am, you know, legitimately upset that this is happening and that's happening and this injustice and that injustice. But at the same time, we have to kind of stand guard over our health. And
yes.
So I think people need a technique that can kind of interrupt that pattern of anger. If you're watching the news or whatever it is you're doing, you feel yourself getting angry, I would stop right away. Stop right away and ask yourself, do I really need more information about the same exact phenomenon regarding, you know,
That's
regarding
right.
somebody's trial? Do I have to watch it every day and make myself angry every day?
That's
think
right.
about that, but also, you know, you don't want to have your head in the sand. That's even worse. But you want to be careful. And have a technique that if you feel yourself starting to get angry, do something about it. Do some tapping. Do some havening. Do some heart math. Right? Do something that will create a pattern interrupt so that you don't have that 40 minutes of reduced circulation.
Yeah. Right?
And, you know, if you have a circulation mat, you might want to jump on that mat if you have an episode
exactly.
of anger.
Right? Yep.
But make sure you have a technique. And if people watch my podcast on stress, Bruce and Sue, they can learn about those techniques. And then each technique has its own podcast as well. So you can learn the emotional freedom
technique.
And you can learn about havening. You can watch the interview we did with Hillary Russo, where she's a certified havening instructor. Thank you, Sue. And
you're welcome.
And you can begin to learn these techniques so that you can have a tool that will help you get through any anger episodes. And that's it, Bruce. That's what I wanted to talk about tonight.
Fantastic.
And, 8 minutes after 10.
Thank you, Bob. That was really good, and I really appreciate you going into some depth on that because that's really important. Yes, we need to be able to control our emotions. We should let some emotions go, but when it comes down to it, if you're getting angry, it can sometimes only it hurts yourself. Sometimes it only hurts you, and it's best to step away. And even the Bible says, "Be angry, but sin not." So you can be angry about things, but just cool off, calm down, use the techniques that Bob's referring to that are on the website, and let's tell you how to get to it. If you go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site, and if you see the banner at the top of the page that says Boomers, click on that banner, and it's a direct link into Bob's site. Once you arrive on Bob's site, you'll see a lot of things down in the footer of the page, podcasts, YouTube broadcasts that have been archived. You'll see quite a bit of information. Obviously, you'll see product descriptions and pricing and all of that. You'll also see products on sale, which we know we've got Boomer Boost with 68 active compounds at 30% off, limit 4. Take advantage of that. That's the lowest price ever of the year. And the phone number to call if you want information about the circulation mat or anything else, the phone number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So you can call. Tomorrow's a big day to call. If you call, you may get a message saying to please leave your name and your phone number, and someone will call you right back. I've done that before, and Stephanie has called me right back just as soon as she could. So that's really the way to go on it. That's the way to go. Stay in touch. Go ahead and keep your health high with these nutritionals that Bob has helped create and the Good Night Formula. If anybody's having any sleep problems, if you're not getting 6, 7, 8 or more hours of sleep, the Good Night Formula will work. It'll take you there. And I really think that's a great idea for you to do. I know I take it every night, and it really helps me. And I love my dreams that I get. My dream states are good. And if I have to get up to go to the bathroom, I go back to bed and can sleep right through the rest of the night. So it's a real, you know, when Bob found that formula that the lady had created and used that to formulate our Good Night Formula, he created the best sleep aid that's on the planet, I believe. I really believe it. It's not prescription. It's not habit forming. You just take it and relax. Take it about an hour before you want to be asleep, and then you'll be asleep, and it'll really help you get your eight hours of sleep in. All right. Thank you, Bob, for that very much. All right, let's talk a little bit about the intel. Again, it's not going to be a long intel segment because what we have is strong, but it's not a whole lot to base our lives on. What we're getting from, I'm going to call it, some of our military sources are saying that the notifications for us in 4B are to come out over the next 48 hours, which to me is Friday or Saturday. That's what we're looking for. the next 2 days. And we know, for example, that the Iraqi dinar has been on the Forex and trading upward, and also on the bank screens, they can see it trading upward, and it's made some nice moves in the last 2 days, from just over $4 to just over $6 to it's probably eclipsed 7 on its way to 8 now, and it just keeps moving up, and because it's being traded, and that's what we want to see. I want to see that happening. Now, for bondholders, what they're getting is that they should have their notifications also in the next couple of days, which looks really to me like Saturday for them. They get that email that says they have access to funds on Saturday. That is also lining up with what I believe should be our email to set our appointments and begin our exchanges. So that's what we're looking at right now. I'm sure there's probably a couple of other little things that are also going on. Here's one of them. Remember, we were looking for the Iraqi budget to be put in the Gazette last Wednesday, right? Which was yesterday. Didn't happen. But one of our sources is saying, come hell or high water, it will be in the Gazette on Saturday. Today's Thursday, so Friday, Saturday, in 2 days. We would have the budget, which contains the rates of the dinar, in the Gazette, the official publication of Iraq, on Saturday. So that should be great if that happens. We're in good shape. We're ready to go. Now, we've had them say this time and time again. So the caveat is let's let it manifest to us when it happens. But right now, that's the best and only information that we're getting. So I'm excited about it, and I think that you should be too. But as always, we have to watch this, stay in faith for it, and then believe for everything to come through like we're hearing. But everything is what's happening when it comes to people being picked up, arrests, that type of thing, is going great guns. It is absolutely going fantastically behind the scenes. We don't really see it. The public won't see it. But we know this is happening from our military sources. So that's really the intel for tonight. And I'm glad everybody is hanging in there and staying with this. I know it's difficult. I know it's tough, but I want to tell you, this is what we're seeing, this is what we're hearing, and we're looking forward to this coming to fruition very, very soon. So in the meantime, be sure to sign up for Sue's new class about sovereign, the new sovereign, you. What's it called, Sue? I can't believe I forgot. It's a new class, and it's a sovereign part 2. So send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And you put in your email that you are your name and your cell phone number and that you have Cash App to pay. It's $150. It's 3 classes, and the class starts on Friday, tomorrow. First class starts tomorrow. She'll send out emails to everybody around 4:30 to send in payment. And then she'll send out the numbers when she receives that, gives you the numbers for the call. And this is open to everybody, not just current pod members, but everybody that wants to join. So her classes have been terrific, as you guys know, for a long, long time now. And a lot of people have gotten the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is, 5 courses 20 classes for $300, and they're enjoying those and listening to those one class at a time. That's still available. You can do that. But right now, the next thing is to get in on this new class. Okay? So do that. Send Sue an email. Take care of that. Be sure to take care of the Boomer Boost on sale at 30% off. And that's the best price it is for the year ever. And free shipping on it, so that'll be great. Maximum is 4 canisters of Boomer Boost. So let that be enough for you to know tonight. And let's just pray this thing in, you guys, and see where it is and when we're going to receive it. Because I'm looking forward to getting it either tomorrow or Saturday. All right? So let's pray and pray the call out. Lord God, first I'd like to thank Sue and Bob, GCK, Jeannie, and everybody on the big call that has helped to support the call, our satellite team, our intel sources, everybody that's helping us to move this call forward. Thank you for it. Thank you for all you're doing. So, God, we pray that this is what we are expecting. This blessing is ready to be revealed, and we open our arms widely to receive it. We thank you for everything that you're doing to bless us currently, and we ask for the major blessing to come through in your perfect timing. Thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. Thank you for all the people in Big Call Universe and their faithfulness to listen and be with us for 13 years now. So it's in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Wow. Well, enough of that. So let's just go ahead and turn off the recording. And then we'll see our way out of the call.